give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly.
James Paul McCartney, the baby-faced Beatle, an extremely handsome fellow, born the 18th of June, 1942. The 5'11" McCartney has hazel eyes. Paul's home is in a typically suburban area of Liverpool, Allerton, where his father still works as a cotton salesman. His mother died when he was only 14 years of age. He often is heard to say, "She would have been so proud to see our success had she lived." He describes his early years as awkward, doing everything in reverse. He was apparently very self-conscious over the fact that he has always been left-handed. McCartney, along with Lennon, writes all of the songs for the group, and together they have turned out over 100 songs.
And of these more than 100 tunes, many have become hits and all have been recorded in hit albums. When asked about the acclaim accorded the group through the number of their records which have been sold, Paul said...
No idea. George said the other day, George Harrison, said it was about 30 million he heard of someone, which is fantastic.
With this in mind, John, the other member of the songwriting team, candidly admits...
We make more money out of writing songs than we do out of appearing and running around waving them.
The sudden rise to fame by the Beatles is one of the things that Paul has thought a great deal about. You know, he said, we were talking about this just the other day. When you're about 11, you start to think about what's going to happen to you. I've often thought about it. My plan was to go on playing the clubs until I reached about 25, a ripe old age, and then go to John's Art College and hang on there for a couple of years. I never dreamt about being discovered or anything like that. I always thought discovery was something you read about. At present, McCartney and the Beatles are being read about and studied. Paul realizes this, but he can't answer why.
One critic tried to explain their success by saying, they have a sound which is today's version of the eternal cry of youth.